And if I paraphrase that correctly, that I don't know that it when it's complained that the elections are not moving along because the violation of the bylaws is that.
Well, Richard, I'm talking primarily about the discussion we just had here on the coordinating committee about voting members on this coordinating committee.
You could probably use
that as well. Yes, you could probably use that as well. That's an important issue.
Okay. All right. Anybody else want to talk on this motion?
Teresa,
we're going to let Summer talk. She's just got it.
All right. Thank you. I mean, I think this has come up multiple times. I mean, you know, our compromise has been that we're doing half of the required board meetings that the bylaws ask for. The bylaws ask for 4 board meetings a year. We've been doing 2 a year for 3 years. I think it's going to 1 a year is a significant departure from what the bylaws ask for. We've been doing okay at 2 per year, and so I think it's a compromise position that at least one could try to make some, you know, legal argument in support of, that we are compromising and attempting to adhere to the bylaws. It's the issue I bring up when we come up against the elections. It costs between $20,000 and $30,000 to have an in-person board meeting of the board of directors who are legally responsible. And we've managed to have only half of the required number for 3 years. It costs $150,000 to conduct an election, and that's doing it on the cheap, but we're... a lot of people are up in arms with the idea of simply delaying or postponing that. And that's the equivalent of like a year and a quarter's worth of in-person board meetings if we were meeting the way the bylaws demanded. So I think our bylaws are atrocious. We all know that. They're costly, they're cumbersome, and they're dysfunctional. That being said, I think we have to compromise with them. So probably we can't not have an election, but we can probably postpone it. And I think the same is true with the in-person meetings. I think we don't need to have 4. I have not fought even one little bit to have 4 meetings since I've been chair. But I do think we need to have 2, because I think if we get down to 1 meeting a year, we're a pretty non-productive board, whether we're on the phone or we're in person, quite frankly. But I think when we're in person, we at least have some opportunity to work together. It's part of what I'd like to see change about the bylaws. We should have 2-year terms at National so that there's more carryover to the following year of the same people, so the working relationships, you know, have a little more solidity. But those are things that will come. So I don't think we have the money right now to do anything, frankly. So whether we should plan a board meeting that we do not yet have the money for, that's hard to say. But I think we do really depart quite a bit from the bylaws when we get down to 1 in-person board meeting. And I don't think it matters if we met on the phone for 8 hours straight. It's frustrating and it's difficult. We had a 5.5-hour meeting on Thursday night on the phone, and we got through quite a few things, but it was still a really small amount of stuff compared to all the stuff we do need to attend to. So a video conference might work a little bit. It's worth checking out to see, but it's still going to be limited, maybe, you know, 2 days of video conferencing. Certainly not all the ancillary benefits of getting together where you meet with people around the edges and work on problems. So. That's just, I think we have to compromise with a very difficult situation, including very cumbersome bylaws.
Just let me say this. Before you came on, Summer, Raul had asked us not to do it because of financial tightness. So, we got to figure out some kind of compromise like this. Brenda, you're next? Teresa
was next. Teresa, I'm sorry.
Teresa and then Ben. Okay, Teresa.
We did discuss this issue on the personnel committee meeting. I hope that we don't have to wait until September, but one of the arguments was it was, according to them, absolutely essential that we meet the candidates for executive director face-to-face. And my argument was, I can't wait until September to meet these candidates face-to-face. We might have to do it by some sort of video conferencing. I didn't meet Raul face-to-face. Looking forward to meeting you, Raul. But that was one of the arguments for face-to-face. I'm not opposed to video conferencing or Skype or whatever if we could try it. So... Maybe we ought to try video conferencing. And people like people that have the technical skills, like Bill Crozier, who uses Skype all the time personally, he wants face to face. And I'm willing to try video conferencing.
Okay, Brenda?
A couple of different things. So one thing is that video conference, I'd like to propose as our homework or as a motion for next meeting to see what the cost would be for video conferencing versus a phone conference. The other thing is that we have an obligation to the membership, whether some people would like to believe it or not, to have an election. It is quintessential for democratized board of local station boards to have that election. In-person meetings, I mean, we have all this technology now. We're in the 21st century. We should utilize it based on the type of financial constraints that we have. If we can save money on the in-person meeting by utilizing these alternative methods to have an election, I think that would be due diligence on our behalf as directors for our membership.
Brenda, you talked about maybe bringing a motion next month.
Oh.
If you want to do that at this point as a substitute motion, I would recommend.
Oh, yes. Okay, so my motion, sorry. Okay, let me put myself as the maker of the motion. My motion would be by next meeting to find out the cost of video conferencing and a telephonic conferencing to replace the in-person meeting.
Okay. Everybody understand that substitute motion?
No, could you please clarify who's getting the information to whom about which things and what the parameters are? Because are we talking about 4 days of video conferencing? There need to be some parameters as to what's being researched. Are you just looking for like an hourly block rate? You know, this is what it'll cost. I guess we need a little bit of detail. And are you tasking Raul with that? Is someone on the committee doing this? Just where the workload is going to fall? Because a week from now is, frankly, well, I won't say anything.
Point of information. Yeah, now who is that?
Serene with the point of information.
Okay, Serene.
It's also a point of information to Teresa, because I thought I heard that personnel was exploring the cost of this. Is that correct, of video conferencing?
Two of us are looking, and I'm one of them.
Okay, so I'm just wondering if it makes sense for a second committee to undertake the same work, or if you think you guys are making progress on getting information.
A good question. I'm redoubling my efforts to get specifics from Bill Crozier. That's what I'm doing. But if any of you have any better suggestions where to get the information, I would appreciate it. Since I'm not with big business, so I've never been with an organization that has used this.
Oh. Okay.
Brenda, if you would for me, read your motion.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm saying by next month, the committee as a whole, so that includes either the chair of the PMB, the CFO, or any member, to get quote for video and or telephonic calls to replace the in-person meeting.
Okay. Okay, it still sounds a little vague to me, too.
Meeting for September.
Okay. I would like to add an amendment that the people finding that information would be you, Brenda, and Teresa. Because that would be okay with everybody else.
Hello?
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm sorry, could you read the wording? I apologize. I cut out of the call for a second.
It's not very specific, but I was adding an amendment that the two people doing the research, if it was acceptable to them, would be Brenda and Teresa. And Brenda's motion essentially is that by the next meeting, they'll come back with some information about video and telephone conference.
All right, cool. Thank you. That's kind of what I was getting at, just that, like, we knew who was supposed to get it so it doesn't come back and nobody brought the information. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
And it doesn't include a written report, right?
I can do a written report.
No. Teresa, is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a substitute that we'll look into video and telephonic meetings for next month, and then we have an amendment to that that names that to be Brenda and Teresa. Is there any objection to that? The task force being Brenda and Teresa. Okay, that amendment then is added to your
sure.
to your motion, Brenda. Who's that?
Yeah, and the last portion of my motion is to replace the in-person meeting for September 2013. So these would be in place of the in-person meeting. I just want to make that clear to the committee as that being part of my motion.
And that comes where in the motion, in the wording of the motion?
At the end. So to get quotes for video and or telephonic calls to replace the in-person meeting for September 2013.
Okay, we can, that sounds reasonable. Maybe we could even amend that late next month if we want. Anybody want to talk about any of that substitute language, or you want to just go on and vote? Is there an objection to it? As a substitute. Well, hearing no objections, Brenda and Teresa, appreciate y'all being willing to look into that. And we look forward to y'all bringing us back some information, and we'll figure out how we're going to meet. How. All right, the next thing on.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, who is it?
This is Heather. I have another comment, and I don't know if it should be in the form of a motion or not, but relative to this discussion, I would like for us to, the coordinating committee, to also be responsible for looking at some of the issues in California law about these video conferences vis-a-vis in-person meetings that I think would help us to more easily justify not having an in-person meeting if it is, what would the word be, generally approved by the courts. And I think it is. I think I've read something, particularly in California law, which I know is what we're interested in. So I will volunteer to get that information. But I don't know if it's going to be in. I don't know if it needs to be in the form of a motion or just a task, maybe just a task, right?
Yeah.
All right, so.
Could we ask Dan Siegel to check into that for us?
Yeah, Dan Siegel would be great. It's an excellent idea.
Okay. Okay, why don't we task Heather with looking into that?
Yes, that'd be great.
Get back to us next month, too.
And I appreciate the recommendation of asking Dan, so I'll probably do that. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any other comments on that before we move on? okay, the next thing on our agenda is, and this we may not want to do anything with this, what's needed at the in-person meeting? I think our plate's pretty full on that subject, unless somebody has something specific to say to that. What do y'all think?
Well, this is Teresa.
Yeah.
I would just like to say, you know, what's needed at the in-person meeting? We should be, I would say, fairly soon interviewing candidates for executive director. And I'm hoping we could do that before the face-to-face, but if not, that would be something that we need to be done then. So maybe people want to weigh in on that.
Okay, so we do want to talk about specific things we want to do at this in-person meeting, or at in-person meeting. The next one, whether it's televised or live, Teresa's saying that we need to interview any upcoming personnel. Would that be it, rather than just the... Or do you want to specifically, or did you want to specifically say the ED, interviewing ED King? Teresa?
I thought I heard Margie.
No, that's Serene, and I'm going to ask her to speak in a second, but I'm asking you to clarify what I say. Would it be the like if Brenda's listening to this for the minutes, would she say it's just that we interview the ED or interview upcoming personnel openings or something like that?
That's not a motion.
I'm just saying,
I hope that we could do this before then, but we have to cover the issue of, I mean, and y'all might want to weigh in on this. Do you feel it's necessary to interview these candidates in person?
Okay. Serene, what did you want to say?
Actually, I was muted. I didn't speak.
Okay, who was that?
It was me, Liz Brenda.
That was
Brenda,
me, sorry.
Okay. What did you want to say?
Sorry, I just wanted to say that issue might be moot if we don't have an in-person meeting. So would you be, Teresa, are you suggesting that we should have a separate, I'm not sure if the issue would be technically applicable if we decide, if we, in fact, are not having an in-person meeting. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering that, too, but it's a good point. However that meeting turns out to be, whether it's electronic or in person, We will need to be figuring out what we want to talk about at it. Unless there's anything else, we're going to go down to on that. We're going to go to three motions that Serene added to the agenda. The first, and when I ask Serene if she will state the motion, and we'll take them one at a time, state the motion, and then we'll see if we're going to talk about them. The first one you had, Serene, was agenda order.
Sure. In fact, I'll read it, but I'll also send it to you guys.
Thank you.
Okay. So the motion reads, whereas to assist with its work, the Pacifica National Board has created several committees and task forces variously comprised of its members and, in many cases, members of its local boards, and whereas these groups devote several hours per month to research and discussion and provide reports of their work in the form of motions with recommendations to the PND, be it hereby resolved that motions from PND committees and task forces shall appear on the PND draft meeting agenda in alphabetical order based on the name of the committee or task force.
Now, is this for in-person meetings or all meetings?
It's for all meetings.
I'm sorry, what?
It is for all meetings.
call me. Okay. As the chair of the board, I'm going of the whatever this thing's called, committee. I'm going to rule that out of order because it's the as I understand it, the agenda for the PND is the privy of the chair and secretary. And y'all are welcome to challenge that rule.
I'd like to challenge that ruling.
Brenda is challenging the ruling. Brenda, you want to talk about it?
Yes. The reason why the agenda is not created arbitrarily. At least, to my knowledge, on the LSV at KPFK, it's been very useful and beneficial to have a committee that works on the agenda as opposed to one or two people working on the agenda. Because sometimes one or two people may not know what is the benefit of the entire board at that point in time. And that's the purpose of having the committee develop these agendas together. And then also, as the motion reads, it's stating it not to have necessarily a committee to do that, but to just place it in alphabetical order, to give the respect of each committee to make a report.
This is Summer to the Stackford.
Okay. Summer?
Hi, thank you. I do appreciate that. I have no problem with any sort of random ordering. The idea was to go through committees, though, and not to go back to alphabetical order, thereby starting over continuously at the beginning of the alphabet, but not moving through the various committees. I would say the biggest problem that we have as a group is, again, we are too large to be functional, and for usually political or strategic reasons, people attempt to move one or two motions for 45 minutes of agenda approval, which is a supreme waste of not only the money to engage in conference calls, because we do that all the time, but is just life-sucking to absolutely everyone who participates in it on the board, which is all of us. So I have to say that I think the least efficient part of our agendas is the fact that we don't simply just get through the business as quickly as we can. That being said, the most important thing is for committees to send their work in actual motions, so it can go in the committee report sections. The only things that really should bump things are exigent circumstances, like needing to have board approval to get something done because something has occurred since the last meeting that needs board approval. Otherwise, in theory, we should be able to get through, you know, at least a couple of committees per meeting would be nice, you know, several agenda items. So I don't know that anything we do at this level, I mean, I don't find that's where the problem really is. The real problem is that when we get to the meeting, we don't just do business as quickly as possible to the benefit of the foundation. I don't know if that's something we can fix in the coordinating committee, but I think generally trying to be fair and go from one committee to the next until eventually one has done full rotation is at least someplace we were starting at. So whether it's alphabetized or not, I'm either here nor there as long as we do go all the way through the committees before we go back round again to one that's already been on the stack. So yeah, I'd be very open to suggestions on how we could sort of collectively encourage each other to get through the business as quickly as possible and not waste time in things like agenda approval. So anyway, the continuation meeting is good. I like that. We didn't approve any agendas in the last meeting. I thought that was very helpful, frankly.
Excuse me. I'm not sure we're doing the right thing here. Someone challenged the ruling of the chair. I think that person gets to speak, and then I think we're supposed to vote on whether or not to uphold the chair, and we're not supposed to have this discussion.
Oh, not everybody
right
gets to talk on this?
Yeah, I think.
What do you think? What do you think?
You know, I don't have Robert's Rules of Order in front of me, but I think.
We do vote
on whether we support the ruling of the chair. I apologize. I hadn't realized a challenge. Oh, I see, because you had ruled it as
right.
Not appropriate. So, yeah,
right.
We do vote on that, though. So if the person
but
who
do
wants
we have
to challenge
a stack? Okay. Do we run a stack on it?
Yeah, but the only thing people are supposed to speak to is whether or not they support the ruling
I
of the chair.
I apologize. I did not mean to speak about something else.
It's okay.
I think that's Okay.
Serene.
Anybody else?
Serene's still trying to be heard.
Well, Serene, you're going to get your chance. Okay. You can do it right now. You can do it right now. Go.
Okay, so a couple of things. One is that as I read the bylaws, in fact, it's not as I read. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the bylaws say that the coordinating committee shall coordinate board activities between meetings, and certainly agenda setting would be one of those activities. But at any rate, you know, we have had some committee, some motions from the election committee on the agenda of this new board since we met in February, and we've gotten to motions from finance on several meetings, but not managed to get to elections, which alphabetically precedes E precedes F when last I checked. And, you know, it can be any system. I think I asked on the last meeting, what are we using, like shoe size or the astrological sign of the chair, and I think the response I got was that, well, you know, we put them on the agenda in the order in which people get them to us. I think we're spending a lot of money on the calls. We're spending a lot of time on the calls. We're asking people to dig in a little more deeply than, you know, most board meetings allow the full board to do on particular issues and to come back with recommendations and suggestions. And it's not just a matter of personal respect. It's a matter of having some level of efficiency and getting through the backlog of stuff that that Pacifica seems quite full of, that we actually look at these motions.
I don't know that that's appropriate to be talking about this organization like that. But
Pacifica has many, many issues. That's what I'm referring to when I say stuff. I don't know what you're imagining, but at any rate, so it is entirely wrong on so many levels for the board to have, you know, motions just languishing, especially from committees, just languishing on the agenda for months and months and months. There has to be some system that everyone recognizes through which, you know, things come through. Board committees meet on different days of the month. Some committees meet twice a month. So does that mean then that they get double the attention and people whose committees meet perhaps closer to the board meeting so they don't get their motions over to the secretary, you know, as quickly as someone who meets, let's say, at the top of the month? I mean, come on. Just put a system in place. The system cannot be when I get to it.
Please put someone back on the stack, Richard. Thank you.
Point of information?
Point of information. Yes. Heather?
This is Teresa with a point of information.
Oh, Teresa. Okay.
I thought the way we were doing the agenda was the order that it was given to the chair, and there had been several attempts to put things higher on the agenda, and the national board voted on that and said, no, you're not going to put it higher. Serene, in your motion, are you suggesting then that...
Serene's not making a motion.
It is
my motion that is being discussed.
Yeah. All right. So, in your motion, are you suggesting then that when we go by committee, then someone cannot say, "I think this needs to be a higher priority on the agenda. Let's move it up on the agenda." Are you saying that then?
We lost you, Serene.
We can't hear you, Serene.
Oh, so sorry. And I was busy talking. I was saying that, no, I'm obviously not trying to foreclose the board from being able to exercise, you know, its authority over its agenda. And that is why in the motion I specifically say how they shall appear on the draft meeting agenda. People can always make a motion depending on how pressing they you know, perceive an issue to be to move things on the agenda. But we spend a tremendous amount of time fighting about a draft agenda into which no one seems, well, very few people seem to have any input. If we can at least systemize how we deal with the work that we've asked people to do, I think it would go a long way towards, you know, diminishing some of the time and strife that the agenda itself seems to generate.
Teresa, does that answer your question?
Yes. Just one more point of information, though. Do we all get to discuss this before we vote on whether to support the chair's ruling?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think we're only supposed to be speaking to whether or not to uphold the chair. And that means, you know, like your opinion about whether the chair is right or wrong in terms of Robert's Rules of Order.
Okay.
Mary? Richard, can I just say something in response to what Margie said? Although I'm no Robert's Rules expert.
No, we have a stack.
Okay, then I'd like to rejoin the staff. Thanks.
Okay. Summer is next, and then Serene. Summer?
Okay. Two things. No matter what we pass, and no matter what happens with the draft agenda, I will reiterate that the thing that wastes our time is ourselves, because people are always trying to move stuff around. I don't necessarily think that will change if coordinating committee takes it back over. There's a point at which coordinating committee did most of agenda drafting, and it still took 45 minutes of agenda approval because people tried to move motions. So I think it's a larger social problem that we have as a group. So that being said, I need the motion reiterated, please. And Robert's Rules of Order, by the way, it doesn't matter what we do, will always allow all of this parliamentary procedure. It is up to us how much of our own time we waste by group consensus as to shutting off debate to irrelevant things or deciding that, no, things won't just get moved. We will simply plow through as much work as we can get done as fast as we can do it. So that takes a sort of group discipline to decide that it's important to get through more of the agenda than it is to, say, win a particular point, a particular evening on a particular issue. So I need the motion reiterated, please, that the chair overruled on the chair's ruling so that I can vote intelligibly, because by now there's been a significant amount of discussion, and that would just be helpful, please. Thank you.
Shireen, can you state your motion again, please?
Sure, and I emailed it to everyone. I don't know, Summer, do you have that?
I didn't look at it. Hold on, I have.
No, Richard, I'll reread it. That's fine. But Summer asked me to reiterate it.
Yeah, my email's not working, so
I know. I was just pointing out to Summer, though, that she can read it herself, only because I prefer to ask you things than to hear. But I'll just go ahead and read it. Richard, I'm reading as we speak. Whereas, to assist with its work, the Pacifica National Board has created several committees and task forces variously comprised of its members and, in many cases, members of its local boards. And whereas these groups devote several hours per month to research and discussion and provide reports of their work in the form of motions with recommendations to the PNB, it hereby resolves that motions from PNB committees and task forces shall appear on the PNB draft meeting agenda in alphabetical order, based on the name of the committee or task force.
Thank you.
Okay, and then my ruling was that that putting the agenda together by Robert's Rules is the task of the chair and the secretary, and therefore I feel like this is out of order for this committee to be.
Can we vote? Thank you.
Yes.
So yes vote upholds ruling of the chair, and the no vote does not, correct?
Right.
Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Yes. Upholds the ruling of the chair, and no does not. Okay, Brenda, you want to have a... Does anybody object to the chair's ruling?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Then let's have a vote on which is which.
Okay. Teresa, how do you vote?
Yes, I support the chair's ruling.
Okay. Heather, how do you vote?
Yes, I support the chair's ruling.
Okay. Myself, I vote no. Let's see. Summer, how do you vote?
Yes, just hold the chair.
Serene, how do you vote?
No.
Okay.
Raul, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Richard, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. And Margie, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. So the motion fails.
No.
The chair, voted five to three in favor of abstaining the chair. So we will move on to the next item. Serena, you want to read your motion for the telephone call? I don't know what that means.
Sorry, one second. I'm trying to send it to you guys. Only because it's easier to follow that way. So sorry, one second. Somebody sing or something. Ghetto is not a good thing.
Well, my email doesn't work, so it's all moved.
And I'm not at a computer anyway.
There you go.
But you could have sung. Okay, so here we are, she's finished. Okay. Whereas the Pacifica National Board and its committees and task forces work primarily or exclusively via telephone calls I'm editing in process. That last dozens of hours per month, be it hereby resolved that the chief financial officer shall have his staff compare the costs and services of various providers and include in the report that is to be provided to the PND within 30 days the comparative cost of using a toll number versus a toll-free number and whether parties using toll numbers and parties using toll-free numbers can be on the same call. That's the end of the motion. There's an explanation below that simply says, with a group of 10 persons speaking for an hour, even at a difference between the toll and toll-free rates of 3 cents per minute, the difference for each call would be $18 an hour. I think we have a potential savings there, and I don't know why that hasn't been acted upon. I made that request 3 months ago. Not of the CFO. He wasn't in place. I made it of the IED.
Okay, we have a motion. Would anyone like to speak to the you want to speak to the motion, Shereen?
Sure. I think we need to save money wherever we can. Oh, I'm sorry. And I should warn you guys, I sent out the motion, but I didn't change the caption. So you want to look for the one that went at 10:14 p.m. or 7:14 if you're on the West Coast. The name of the motion is actually within the body, and it says motion regarding the cost of governance teleconference calls, to which someone earlier referred. I think we need to take savings wherever we can find them, and we've been using a toll-free number. The company that we use, and I don't know when's the last time someone even compared rates to see if that's the best rate out there, but the company that we use provides toll numbers, and I don't understand why we're not using them, if in fact it would still allow people to participate. Those people who, for financial reasons, whatever their phone plans are, they can't make a long distance call without incurring extra charges, then those persons should be given the toll free number to call, because you shouldn't have to be rich to work on a Pacifica board. But for many of us who use cell phones or have these sort of nationwide plans, a flat rate plan, there's no reason why the foundation should be incurring additional costs, if there are additional costs, on a toll free number, when a toll number would work just as well for the person calling in. And when you multiply the number of people on each call, we have 9, I think, committees and task forces. The PND meets twice a month. Finance meets twice a month. Some of these committees and task forces have work groups that also use the same calling number. We're spending a lot of money on a toll-free number which may or may not be necessary. So I think it's time someone checks.
Point of information, Cherie?
Sure.
Can you hear me? Now, who were you? Who is this motion going to? Who would the committee send this motion to?
Well, I sent it to the CFO since we now have a CFO in place. My request 3 months ago was to Summer.
No. I mean, if this motion is passed, where in that wording does it say who does the motion go to? Does it go to the PMB?
It goes to the PMB, yeah.
Okay, anybody want to?
Did Serene say one of the questions was for me? Because I didn't quite hear you, Serene.
No, I didn't.
Who is it?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, does anybody want to be on the stack to talk about this?
Brenda?
Okay, Brenda.
I think it's a great idea. I support the motion.
This is, Richard, this is Heather.
Heather? Okay, go.
Yeah, no, I also appreciate Serene bringing this up because I think I recall some discussion about something like this earlier. So I would be interested in knowing I would be interested in knowing the savings, and so I think it's I support it as well.
Okay, anybody else? Let me ask the group a question. Is this something that we're talking about? I think in addition to this going to the PNB, I think you were tasking the CFO to do this. Would the CFO like to comment on having an extra job put on it?
I would be happy to do it. I would probably delegate it. I'm not going to particularly go out there and sign it. I would probably delegate it, and I wouldn't mind doing it, and I'm also interested in finding what it really costs us, because I've been to a lot of these meetings, and you guys are absolutely right that we are spending amount of money in these telephonic conferences. So I wouldn't mind doing it.
Okay. Would it be quicker and more positive, Serene, if we just went with Raoul's agreement to look into it, or do we need to go further?
Well, we've already passed the motion, discussed the motion. All we have to do is vote unanimously, and we're done. And I did say that...
Yeah, but we're probably not going to vote unanimously.
I would like us to proceed.
So you want to take it to the PNB so that they can take it to Raoul rather than taking it straight to Raoul. Is that correct?
I'm sure you'll recommend that they pass it quickly, and that's good enough for me.
Okay, anything else? Any other conversation about this?
This is Summer. Can I speak briefly? I think the goal is laudable to see what the breakdown is of costs and also to get an idea of how much of our time and money we waste by not being more efficient on the calls. And I think it would be good to have an idea, we've discussed in the past, of what video conferencing will cost as an alternative to in-person meetings, since travel is one of the expensive things there, as well as, you know, lodging and food and all these things you don't do if you video conference. That being said, I do find the timeline, I know we're up against making decisions in terms of coordinating if we're going to have a fall meeting, but I have to say in terms of where we're really at in staffing and delegating it to staff resources that already exist, we have a very thinly stretched staff in which, I have no administrative support to me personally in anything that I have to take care of. I have people covering benefits and people covering various things that have to do with running the organization as a whole. The accounting staff is still temp staff that has been there for several months working on the audits. I think, Raoul will concur that the prior auditor's numbers were, well, the books themselves needed substantial work.
And I'm not sure under the press that we are under, which is definitely a deadline to make sure that we still have compliance issues from various business managers. We have obviously...
You're off topic.
I'm not off topic in terms of the timeline.
Brenda,
I'm trying to get at is that we have...
Chair rules, just a minute, folks. Chair rules, Summer, this is a committee. We have some levity here. Oh, I'm not levity. Well, we should have some levity. But we have
that piece of notes.
We have a little, you know, Summer's on target. I'll just keep...
Thank you. So I'll wrap up. My point is we have limited staff resources with an overwhelming mountain of work to be done, including taking in-house various business functions that are not being performed at the East Coast stations effectively. I'm not sure we can get all these numbers crunched effectively back within a month. I hope that is the case, but I think, you know, Raul has to prioritize the available human labor to actually crunch all the various things that have to continue, and not to mention the day-to-day stuff. So I think it's something we should do. I support it. And I know we have some time deadlines here, but I also guess I want to sort of pre-warn the group. Everyone is stretched extremely thin covering work for other people and things that aren't being done or haven't been done in the past.
Point of information.
This is Richard. I'm going to put myself on the stack after whoever asked that point of information.
That was Serene. Summer, are you trying to say that you suggest we amend the 30-day line to a 45-day line? Because otherwise I don't really understand what
that would be great, 45 or 60. I recognize the fact
okay,
that
okay, okay, 45.
But I'm concerned about the, I'm just concerned about people's ability to come back on time to the committee with what you need for data.
45? Sounds wonderful.
I think that's better. I want to get past the audit. That's my big concern. Okay. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay. Is there any objection? That Brenda, is an amendment. So is there any objection to the 45 rather than 30? Hearing no objection.
This is Heather, Richard. I wonder if we could make it 60.
Yeah. You make that as an amendment. Yeah.
I'm making it as an amendment, 60 days.
Okay.
No objection.
I think the audit is supposed to be done in about 2 weeks. 45 days puts us at the end of July. That seems very doable from this system.
We have an amendment to the amendment. The amendment was, 45 days, and the amendment to that is 60 days. Is there any objections to 60 days? Okay, hearing no objections.
I object. This is Brenda.
Oh, is that Brenda? Okay. Then call the roll, please.
Okay. So can I ask that we just vote on either 60 or 45 instead of having to do it three times?
Yes.
Okay.
You can ask that, but
thank you. You can ask that, but we're going to vote on 60 days, and then if that doesn't pass, we're going to vote on 45.
Oh.
And that, some of that, thank you, Hillary. And some of that can be hearing no objections. Okay, we're going to vote on 60 days, because there was an objection.
Okay.
Brenda, if you want to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for 60 days. You can vote yes or no. Or absent. Teresa?
Yes.
Okay. Heather?
Yeah. Yes.
Myself, I vote no. Summer?
This is on 60 days?
Yes.
Yes. I'll vote yes. Thank you.
Okay. Then I have, Three. No, I like 45. Thanks. All right, Raul?
Yes.
Okay. Richard?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll...
I abstain.
Okay. All right.
Well, may I say, this is Teresa. I'm sorry.
Just a second, Teresa.
So the motion for 60 days passes.
Okay.
The amendment.
Teresa, thank you. Okay, Teresa, what do you want to say?
I would just like to say this. On the local level, when people have not been able to attend some subgroups, we have used a number that's not a toll-free number. It has been very effective. But I think that one of the questions, two questions that Raul will need to check on with Otis McClay is, can, if we don't use the system that we're using, can the meetings be taped? And there was another question. And can they be streamed properly if they're not, if we're not using the company that we're using now?
Okay.
That's all.
Excellent questions.
Okay, we have Therese's motion to ask the PMB to look into this. So the PMB then would get to vote on it also. And the timeline is 60 days now after the amendment. Is there any objections to the motion as amended? Okay, hearing no objections, the motion passes, and I would like to ask the secretary of this committee to pass it to the secretary of the board so that it can be added to the agenda.
I'll be sending that to you, Richard.
Richard, Richard, this is Heather. Can we make sure that the comments from Teresa, her clarification there, is also included in whatever? Well, make sure it's in the minutes anyway. Maybe it's just in the minutes, but I want to make sure that Raul gets that wording as well from Teresa.
I totally missed that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's asking the secretary a lot to come up with If Teresa wants to type that up and send it to Raul, that would be.
I'm not worried. If Raul heard me, then the Raul knows to ask those two things.
Did you hear it, Raul?
Yes, I got it. I'm gonna find out and ask a question to Altis that if these meetings can be taped, and number two, if they can be streamed if we use a different number.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Raul. Okay, we've got one last motion here from Shireen, and what I've got written down here is director to access governance meeting. And you want to read your motion on that, Shireen?
I do, thank you, and I'm trying to send it to the rest of you who do have access right now.
Yeah, I wish I had email. Gosh.
That's okay. You'll just have a lot of email from me when you get online. Okay, so... Whereas directors of Pacifica Foundation Radio have a legal obligation to act in the best interest of the foundation, and whereas access to full information about foundation activities, equally guaranteed to all without regard to membership on various committees and task forces, could only enhance a director's usefulness, be it hereby resolved that while non-committee members may not vote, they may otherwise participate, and this is with regard to directors, obviously, since that's where we began, that while non-committee members may not vote, they may otherwise participate in committee deliberations. Therefore, all members of the PNB shall be provided with telephone codes for auditing all calls of committees and task forces.
Point of information?
Yeah, point of information.
Teresa for the staff.
That's already the policy. I'm not sure if there's been a particular issue encountered, but all of the directors are entitled to at least listen on all of the committee calls, regardless of participation. I'm not sure, maybe, Tareen, you're trying to increase the participation level, and I misunderstand your motion, but in terms of being able to audit the calls, everyone already has that right.
Okay. I'm as the chair, I'm going to rule against the motion being made because I think that it already exists, too. I think this is new.
Hold on. This is Margie. I have something to say.
Okay, Margie, you're welcome. Say
thank you. If the call-in numbers are not posted, effectively, you don't get to participate. And I had this experience the other night when I wanted to listen to God knows what. I can't even remember what committee it was. And I had to email members of the committee while the call was going on to try and get the number. I think the import of this motion is that the call numbers are simply sent to everybody on the PMB. If you want to listen in, you listen in. If you want to talk, you talk. If you don't care, if you're going to a movie, if you've got, other plans, you just delete the message. but without having, and it's my impression that the only committee that has been posting the call-in numbers on a regular basis is the personnel committee. But I could be wrong about that. But anyway, I don't know what Serene's intention was with this motion. But I'm very glad she brought it up, because the point is, you've got to put the information out there. That's all.
Point of information Point of information to Margie. Are you asking that both open and closed codes be sent to everybody?
What committee's function? I mean, yes. Because doesn't a director have a right to participate in an executive session of a committee as well as the open session? I'm not talking about the world, Richard. I'm talking about the members of the PMB.
I know that. I didn't figure world would get you very far.
Yeah, really.
Addressing stuff to the, email to the world.
But maybe Serene has something else entirely different in mind. I don't know. Invite her to motivate her motion before you rule it out of order.
Well, I disagree with you, and I've already ruled it out of order. So if somebody wants to challenge the chair on this, then
I do.
I do. Good Lord.
So we don't need to go to prayer. Serene challenged it, and if anybody want to talk about the chair's rules.
Was that Serene or Margie?
I didn't say exactly.
No, Margie was praying. She was saying something about the Lord.
Pardon me. I'll watch that.
Okay.
Go ahead, Serene. Well, I think Richard has to tell us why he ruled it out of order.
I did say it, and I'll say it again. I think that it's possible to be on those committees. I may be wrong, but I think that I think this is moot. I think it's unnecessary, and why should it come out of the government? Why should it come out of the coordinating committee? If anything like this is going to come out, it ought to come out of the governance committee.
May I speak?
Sure. Is it Serene?
It is.
Okay, go.
So, I guess that must have been a very busy email day for everyone else, because I remember there being an exchange of probably 12 emails between myself and the board treasurer when I repeatedly asked for access, for the access code for what was listed as both an open and a closed session. And, of course, you can listen to the, in fact, she told me, oh, no, just listen online like everyone else. And it's true that you may not all think I'm quite as special as I think I am, but I am a director, and I think that comes with certain responsibilities and privileges. So it's quite stunning to me to now hear two of the three officers on the call insist that this is a clear rule, when in fact none of you responded when the treasurer shut me out of a call that I wished to join. And did so, and you guys can go back and look at the email trail. It went on for several hours. I think I started writing early in the morning. She responded in the early afternoon, and when the call started at 8:30, I still had nothing. So if it is in fact the rule, then, I'm sorry, someone having a problem?
No.
If it is in fact the rule, then that needs to be reiterated, that it applies equally to all directors, because it clearly did not apply to me.
Okay, anybody else like to comment before we go to a vote?